Welcome to the Pumps and Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Champlin. You can find our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Spotify. And I'm pleased to be on location this week at the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposium at the George Brown Convention Center in Houston. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're in Houston, you need to make it a point to get over here. And I am pleased to be joined by the new Turbo Lab Director, Dr. Eric Peterson. Dr. Peterson, how are you doing today?
Very good. A pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Drew. And you guys are, we're recording this on Monday, and it's a busy time for you guys as you prepare for the show. Tell us a little bit about the intro. You're going to be giving the introductory speech on Tuesday morning. So, you know, if you're listening to this on Monday, just kind of tell us a little background. Where is that going to be? Don't give away your speech, obviously, but why should people come get up early for that?
Right. So the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposia, it starts officially tomorrow on Tuesday morning. So we'll have the welcome address at 8 a.m. So I'll be giving that welcome address. Normally we would have an external speaker come in, but this is an opportunity as the new director of the Turbo Machinery Laboratory to be able to give the plenary welcome address myself.
Okay. Now you took over in March for Dr. Dara Childs. How long have you been involved with Turbo Lab, and how is this different for you? What are you having to do more planning, I guess, or more people needing your attention, I guess, like me specifically?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been at Texas A&M for over 10 years now, and the whole time I've been with the Turbo Machinery Laboratory. But up until this time, up until I was became the director in March, it's been as a capacity as a research faculty member. So I've been affiliated with Turbo Machinery Laboratory, running my own research group within the Turbo Lab, interacting, of course, with the other faculty and even coming to the symposium and so forth. But what's changed since then as becoming director is that now I have a responsible for a bigger picture in terms of the whole Turbo Machinery Laboratory, and not just my own research area, but making sure that the other researchers, basically we have about eight current researchers, give or take one or two, depending on whether they have their lab space in the lab building or not. But basically making sure that they have the facilities and the resources to conduct their world-class research that they're doing. So in addition to that, then of course now we have the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposium, since I'm the director then, and that comes under my guidance as well. And of course I have a great staff that helps keep things afloat. And if I certainly had to come on board and do everything on my own, there's no way that could happen. So Dr. Childs had a lot of things in place already, and that's really made my job a lot easier coming in March and coming up to speed. And I'm still learning. It's on-the-job training for me.
Absolutely. Now, the show starts at noon on Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 a.m., I believe, on Thursday. There's different hours you can go
right.
to.
So the show has many different aspects. Right. So there's a technical aspect. So the in terms of various presentations and short courses that are happening today, and then on Tuesday we have the papers that are presented. Okay, so those are the technical sessions that run throughout the day, and I believe that it's the exhibit floor that then is open in the afternoon.
Right. So tell us about, if you're in Houston, you want to come, the technical stuff, just kind of expand on that. What can people learn from coming to those, to hear the technical presentations?
Right. So it's a preeminent conference for several reasons. Not only the exhibit floor, but for the technical side, it's where engineers can come and either refresh their training. And it's the one conference that I know of where that the industry participants can come in. And normally they would be competing with each other, but they can come into a room and help solve common problems, give information, and present some of the, for example, case studies. That maybe there was an incident that happened in their organization, and then they can present how they solved that problem. And then people from different companies and different organizations would be able to learn from that. And it's a way that all the various engineers and scientists from around the world basically can come together and either refresh their skills and learn new things and interact with their colleagues, technically.
Yeah. And on the exhibit floor, the pumps and systems booth, just to give us a little plug, you can find me and some of our sales team, booth 1117. Where might people be able to find you? And is there a dog still? Is the dog going to be here this year? Tell us a little bit about the dog.
Yeah, well, so we, of course, Texas A&M is famous for our for Reveille, the famous dog, the mascot, right, for the Texas A&M Corps and the football team, I think is most well known. But we have our Turbo Machinery Lab,
right,
which, of course, it is the Labrador, right? So it's That's our Turbo Lab.
My parents had a Collie, and they had Shelties as well growing up, so I'm really looking forward to that. I know you, it's a lab, obviously, but I always love watching a Texas A&M football game and seeing the puppy. So, so tell us about what's different about your background compared to Dr. Child's background.
Right, it's a little bit about myself. So I'm a mechanical engineer. All my degrees are in mechanical engineering, for bachelor's, master's, and PhD. I got my PhD degree at Stanford University several years ago. My area, although I'm also mechanical engineering, I'm involved with Turbo Machinery Laboratory. My research background and also the work that I've done in industry before I became a faculty member is more on the area of what would be called thermofluids in general, specifically working in the combustion and propulsion areas. So, for example, the research that I do on the Turbo Machinery Laboratory side would be anything that's greater than 1,000 kelvins or goes faster than Mach 1, that's the part that I do, the high-speed gas dynamics, combustion, chemical kinetics. And I'm experimentalist, so the things that we do then are to produce those kinds of conditions in a controlled way to help solve the problems on the hot side of a power generation engine like a gas turbine engine.
Okay. So how the direction of the Turbo Lab going forward, how would this change with you guys having slightly different backgrounds, or would it change at all? What's kind of your view?
Well, that's a great question. So what I want to make everybody rest assured is that things are not going to change, right, in terms of the strengths of the Turbo Machinery Laboratory, the strength of the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposium. It's based on a lot of the bearings, rotor dynamics, vibrations, pumps, seals, that area of turbo machines. And that's a strength area. We have strength faculties remaining in that area in the Turbo Machinery Laboratory. So that's going to remain the same way. So I'm definitely not going to go in and change things, right? But what I can bring with my slightly different background that's maybe a little more on the propulsion side, thermal fluid side, and maybe on the aerospace side of things is to bring in other components and maybe grow into slightly different areas in addition to the traditional oil and gas areas related with rotor dynamics, the vibrations, and pumps.
Okay. Because with oil and gas being at the core of the symposium, what other industries might you guys be able to attract to help this expand?
Yeah, we think we can move into areas that have, one, just natural backgrounds and more of the thermal fluid side and propulsion side of things. And, of course, that would include maybe aerospace-related applications and maybe some government entities as well.
TRC is something that I hear a lot of people talking about when I'm here. What is the TRC?
Right, so TRC stands for Turbo Machinery Research Consortium. So that's one of the entities within the Turbo Machinery Laboratory Center. So we're here now in Houston for the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposium. So during the course of the year, there's also an aspect of the Turbo Machinery Laboratory, which is the research side. And the TRC, or the Turbo Machinery Research Consortium, is another way that the Turbo Lab and Texas A&M can interact with the turbo machinery industry. So the consortium is a collection of companies who are interested in the type of research that Texas A&M can provide. And these companies then provide an annual allotment to Texas A&M. And these funds go toward funding internal research projects. And these research projects are unique in the sense that, one, they're proposed from Texas A&M faculty and students to do particular areas, but they're aimed towards specific problems that the industry needs to be solved. And it's the industry representatives on the consortium that actually vote on the proposal. So we have very close ties between industry and the research that's going on. So rather than waiting maybe 10 years for the research to trickle down and affect a company, they can have almost direct application of the research to solve immediate problems.
Okay. What expansions could happen in relation to the TRC?
Right. So in the same way that you can contrast the difference in my background with the former director, Dr. Childs, a lot of the core strengths of the Turbo Machinery Laboratory and the rotor dynamics, the vibrations and bearings field. And the TRC reflects that as well. So the current composition of the representatives on the TRC come from that background of research. So the majority of the projects that are currently being funded are in that basic core, I would say, the kind of the mechanics side of the Turbo Machinery Laboratory. Some people might consider that a reliability aspects of turbo machines. So what we can bring into that is, again, not doing anything to the core strengths of the TRC, but there's natural growth area in the direction of the other half of the faculty that are there, which includes some of the work that I do, and some and other faculty are already doing work that are in additional areas that complement the core areas. So we can grow into that in terms of attracting companies and representatives on the consortium who are more interested in the other side of the Turbo Lab, and that's just a natural growth direction.
Sure. How does this symposium benefit students of Texas A&M?
Yeah, so the symposium benefits in two ways. There's the physical symposium here where the students can attend and go to the technical sessions. They can go to the exhibit floor. A lot of them get introduced to companies. They can get jobs, for example, from that. But that's just the physical tie that's here right now. The other way that the Turbo Machinery and Pump Symposium helps the students is that the funds that are generated from this go back to the Turbo Machinery Laboratory, and that impacts the students in several ways. One, it funds research projects for the students, either through the TRC or for equipment that the students need and the infrastructure that they need to run their experiments. That comes from the funds that are generated from the symposium. Also, the symposium funds go toward supplementing endowments, and these endowments fund several fellowships. So at any one time, for example, even this year, we're funding on the order of a half a dozen different fellowships that the students get cash funds to help them get through their studies.
Okay. And just to let everybody know, you can find information on the TPS event at tps.tamu.edu, you know, opening and closing times, the technical sessions. I just ask you obviously about how this benefits the students. How would this benefit a mid-career person who wants to come in, you know, just for a couple hours one day? And is there something called a free pass? This is something that you can walk in for free?
So, Drew, I'm glad you mentioned that. So we have this unique opportunity, which I think is unique for many of these engineering-type conferences, in that we allow people to come in free and visit the exhibit floor in the afternoons. So on Tuesday and Wednesday, starting at 2:30, the person off the street, so to speak, can come in and tour the exhibit hall free of charge, right? And this then is the same thing on Thursday at 9 o'clock. So it's a half day on Thursday, but in the morning we have free pass as well. Now, in addition to the Joe off the street that can come and visit the exhibit hall, we mentioned students a little while ago. The students can attend the symposium free of charge as well. So basically, it's a free pass all day for the students.
Okay. And obviously, there's new faculty at Texas A&M with the Turbo Lab. How have new additions enhanced what you guys are doing over there?
Okay. So we, over the last year or two, we've had several retirements, and so we've lost some critical expertise. But in the last few years, we've also been able to hire several new faculty. So in the past few years, we've hired faculty in our core strength area of rotodynamics, vibrations, and Dr. Adolfo Delgado. Another new faculty member that we've hired a few years ago is Dr. Aruna Kulathalaka, and he brings expertise in the thermofluid side of things, but more in the area of advanced diagnostics, and that's one of the areas that that all research in engineering and science is moving into in terms of applying lasers and optical techniques toward making the very difficult kind of measurements that need to be made for machinery. And then just this semester, just fall of 2018, we have a new faculty coming in, Dr. Leslie Wright. She's most recently from Baylor University, so we're able to get her to come down to College Station. And her area is more in the aerothermodynamics and heat transfer area. That's very important for high-temperature turbine blades.
Okay. Well, obviously, Dr. Peterson, sounds like you've been a pretty busy man. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come talk about the symposium, about what's going on with the Turbo Lab.
Thank you, Drew. It was my pleasure.
And just want to thank Dr. Peterson for coming on this edition of the Pumps and Systems Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, and more. pumpsandsystems.com/podcast. And just want to thank everybody for listening.